With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Welcome back. It is Beyond the Fairway presented by Genesis. Man, on tap this week, we got an interview with Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Marshall Faulk. We did not talk to him, though, Will, about the Heisman Trophy situation. That's one thing that if you know Marshall Faulk, you got to stay away from. But first, man, the Shoffley won yesterday. I don't know if he really won or if the gala lost. Lexi Thompson also lost. It's one of those things now with Lexi, Will, and we'll talk about the KPMG Women's PGA Championship as well as Padraig Harrington winning the U.S. Senior Open. But I want to start with Lexi because I'm about sick of seeing Lexi miss these little kick-in brush strokes with the putter, man. Like, it's what can she do? You know, we talked to Annie about, you know, yips a couple episodes ago. I feel like they need to get together and figure out Lexi's putting woes because it's got to suck for Lexi.
I mean, you know, I appreciate – I want Lexi to be a little more vulnerable in that space because everybody's going through that same, situation of missing a two-footer.
Don't act like
I ain't never seen you miss no 2-3-footer.
You haven't because I don't miss like Jack Nicklaus.
That's a damn lie. You're going to lie to these people.
Well, the thing about it, though, Will, and this is, you know, and shout out to Paige McKenzie's comments yesterday in Live From. She said that Lexi's missed putts get amplified because she's in contention so much. And I actually thought that was a really good assessment, though, because we see Lexi miss these putts because she's in contention coming down the stretch. Now, I don't know if that's just a sign of nerves or the fact she's so damn good that we see it all the time, but it's got a weigh on you, man. That's just my takeaway. I don't know if it's yours, but
yeah. I mean, like I said, I saw when the missed putts you have missed from 2 feet, how it weighed on you. So I can only imagine what it's doing to her.
Yeah, ha 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 ha. But Travelers Championship up in Connecticut, Will. The gala hits driver. I saw Twitter going crazy yesterday about all the poor choices that he made off the tee, etc. He was playing to win. You know, he hits that ball, you know, 8 feet further right. He's in the fairway. And then he and his caddy have a long conversation there on the first or 18th hole in regulation. He has a one-shot lead. And Will, he bladed it into the face of the bunker, made double bogey with a one-shot lead. We saw him kind of crumble coming down the stretch where Scottie Scheffler got his first win at the WM Phoenix Open. And now Thagala has two heartbreaking losses out here on the PGA Tour.
I mean, you can think about it. I think this guy is so close to becoming victorious. I mean, it's his fifth top 10 finish in this season, you know? And I mean, last one came at the WM tied for third. So I just believe that, like, we are so close for this guy to become victorious. Now, here's a question that I want to spark with you, Doug. Now, we are in Seth, I want to say his 32nd start in a PGA Tour, right? And he has five top 10s. Do we think that he will get the W before Will Zalatoris or Harold Varner?
That's three wild cards right there, brother. I think Will Zalatoris will get the first win. I'm gonna just be honest. He's got major game. He's proved it multiple times. He should have won. Lost in the playoff there at the PGA Championship. We saw him at the U.S. Open. We saw him again. If we go rewind the clocks, you know, the Masters 2 years ago. You know, and then he lost the playoff to Luke List at the Farmers Insurance Open. So I'm going Zalatoris. That's an easy pick. But it, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm willing to put my cheese on it, though. I don't know if I'm put my cheese on it.
I don't think, man. So he's getting stronger by the weeks, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like again, this is in 32 starts. This is his fifth top 10 finish. Like he is. I want to say he is. Okay, maybe not next is Will, but he is getting quite of an experience and a crash course. And learning crash course.
I like that. I like how you said that. You gotta get the crash. Damn sure getting the crash course.
Crash course and learning how to win. I do believe Saheed will get his first win over Will and Harold Varner.
Yeah. I mean, Harold's got two international wins. Apparently, his game travels better than it is here.
Yeah, it's not. He's not on home turf. Harold is not a domestic player.
He's not. Well, I tell you what, it's a good, interesting word you chose to use, the domestic, right there, because, Will, you know, it's been a hot topic. You and I, we've kind of avoided, not avoided, but we've been on the outskirts trying to get more and more information about this whole LIV Golf thing, right? And as I'm looking at it now, if you go back to Charlie Sheen and Chris Tucker, they got a movie called Money Talks, but I've come to learn something about money. At a certain value, Will, it starts to scream. The money that these LIV is throwing around is screaming at players and making them change their whole childhood dreams of playing on the PGA Tour. And most recently, Matt Wolf now going to LIV. You know what? One thing that I've noticed, and this is not to be critical of the players that have decided to go, but we're seeing past champions, like winners, world beater, former world number ones, more so toward the twilight of their career, kind of after their world-beating days. Now, look, Matt Wolf's only 23 years old, Will. He's got one win on the PGA Tour and a second place the U.S. Open to Bryson DeChambeau at Wingfoot. Now, he's taking the money. We've seen Matt Wolf have issues with mental health and stability and et cetera, and now he can go play in a hit and giggle for millions and millions of dollars. So this LIV thing, I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of money going around, and guys are changing their childhood dreams to go chase it.
I mean, I'm still scared to talk about it because I don't want to get fined or fired.
Jay Monahan is not coming for us, cuz.
I don't want the leaders at NBC like, what? You know, so I'm just going to say this. I'm all about people getting paid. I'm all about people getting their fair share. And when you think about the whole landscape of sports, when you see the top-of-the-line athletes in football, basketball, baseball, in their respective discipline, they are making north of $35, $40 million. When I see athletes in golf on the course who aren't making nearly that amount, I really want them to get paid just that, you know? And when you think about, you know, some of the adjustments that Jay Monahan is making to no-cut tournaments that are coming up here later in the year, it just makes you wonder, like, maybe they see something that we don't see just yet. Or maybe we've seen and we just haven't talked about.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like we don't have enough information. Like, we, like, media. Like, how come, I want to see, like, a Willie Mack get a chance to play LIV. That's a life-changing thing, right? He doesn't have PGA Tour status. Put Willie on LIV, see if he can live. I mean, something like that, right? Like, if they're growing the game like they say they are, Will, you would think that, you know, some of these other opportunities outside of a guy like Chase Koepka could get a chance to play. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I would like to see my boy Wayne Odreno be a caddy on LIV since they're changing the game, you know? I heard the caddies are being treated like royalty out there as well, you know? So, I mean, I just want everything to, you know, work out in the end. I believe it will. I just think that, you know, maybe the barbaric ways of the way LIV approached the game was a little tough and a little uncomfortable. But either way, I just hope it kind of works out in the end, and I'm still scared to talk about it, hence why my hesitancy.
Well, you talk about being tough for the game. Let's get into Marshall Faulk interview. Was he tough? Was he good for the game? And is he growing the game of golf? Absolutely. We catch up with Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. Let's go beyond the fairway. Bring in the freaking sound.
Introducing our show, the Tema American Reshoring ETF, the pioneer in investing in America's infrastructure revival and beyond. Invest in the companies we've identified as leading and benefiting from this industrial resurgence today. Visit us online, temaetfs.com/RSHO. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objective, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at temaetfs.com. Read carefully. Investing involves risk, including possible loss. Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Beyond the Fairway podcast welcomes in Marshall Falk. Marshall, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
I just got to make sure we on time, because I know Marshall's always about time. Even when we was on, we played a lot, and I used to bust that ass in San Diego. He was on time, giving my money when I won. I know he's about his time, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to get him in and get him out. Quick as possible.
I'm going to change the subject because I don't like starting off with lies. Man, why it takes y'all so long to get me on the show, man? What's up with this? What's happening?
We had to go through your publicists and agents and all these PR teams. It wasn't as easy as we thought it would be.
You got a good agent, because he was still talking about your rookie year. Like, man, he's a dude. I was like, yeah, he is. But
I thought you were the only one that was gonna lie, but I guess it rubbed off on you on your board. he just heard your first comment of you being in San Diego with me. You have access to me, and he went with that line. All right, let's see how we're gonna start this off. Let's do this, guys.
Let's do business. You know what? Will's used to this, Falk. I'm gonna just blame it on Will. Will never called you. I didn't have your number, so that's all.
I called. I'm telling you, the last time we played, I didn't know if I rubbed the sour taste. I didn't know because I won.
When you give money away, it's never a sour taste. I won, and here's the thing about winning: when you win, guess what you do? You seek that person out. You like, I want to play that person again.
I had a rental set of clubs, Doug.
Here it is. What had happened was.
Hey, the thing about Will though, Will is he's the professional rental club player, folks. So like, he purposely will rent clubs because he don't want to go through TSA with his sticks. Will, that's an L. That doesn't justify it anymore.
However, one of my favorite ever rental sets is at Morgan Run, number 13. So if you ever get by Morgan Run again, Falk, pick up that set for me, guys.
They switched them out. They got rid of those burner bubbles.
Oh, damn. Well, that's what it was, man. Hey, so how's the state of golf? Falk's golf game?
It's good, man. It's good. Playing well. I'm actually giving a plug for this series that's about to come up. I don't know if you're familiar with the Icon Series. They literally do Ryder Cup. It's going to be some European players playing against some American celebrities. It's pretty cool. I literally just signed up with them to do it maybe last week, and it's in a couple of weeks over at Liberty National in New York.
In Jersey.
So, yeah, I think we'll be taping it 29th. 30th, 1st, 2nd, so should be pretty good. Looking forward to it.
Where is it going to be? Is it going to be Peacock?
Yeah, I think it's Peacock, yeah.
Peacock, very nice. So what other celebrities do they have, you know?
Canelo, Roethlisberger.
I didn't know he played golf.
Who's that, Big Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nah, Ben's a stick. Ben can play.
Really?
He and Bruce Arians. Oh, yeah. Ben's he lived down, I forget the area down in Georgia, and he and Arians, they played a lot of golf together. Ben's actually pretty good. Really? Ben's actually pretty good.
Well, I'm about to get off in JR's ass, because we had JR Smith on here.
JR playing, and
this individual didn't mention nothing about this series.
Yeah.
This was dope, the Icon series.
You see it? You checking it out? Yeah.
Well, how'd you? I see Fred Couples, Ernie Els apart. This is actually something I'm interested in.
So tell
me more. How'd you get involved in it?
Yeah. So they reached out to me. They were looking for some golfers, some celebrity golfers who actually enjoy playing golf and have played some tournament golf, and I got around on the tournament circuit for a while, and so they reached out to me and asked me, was I interested in playing? And I'm like, oh, man, Ryder Cup style, it's going to be pretty sweet. And so I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a fun tournament. They're doing it up big for the European side is Ernie Els, and for the American side is Fred Couples. I mean, don't get any better than that. So
you know what they're missing?
Looking forward to chomping it up.
You know what they're missing in this? As I look at this, Doug and Will. As commentators, though, because we don't need to come out there.
That's all we need, yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to come out there.
Hey, hold on, though, real quick. I got to call Will out, though, Fox, since, you know, we in here. So Will's talking about commentating. So I work for PGA Tour Live on ESPN+, so I go down there and do the broadcast every so often. So I have Will come down and shadow me because they asked him to do one as an analyst. So Will comes down to the truck. He's been there for 3 days, and they like, we're going to put him on. Will. You're going to take the fourth block. You know, fourth block's literally the worst block, but it's fine, Will. Will comes on. This man's voice got 7 octaves higher. He's like, yeah, so what we have here is, so can you please help this man get some comment? You don't want him broadcasting in this icon. Yeah, he went. Yes.
You went man in the mirror on us? Gonna make a check. He lost the bass in his voice.
I do the pod with him. We do this all the time, Falk, and then we get to the trucks.
Yeah, so here at the 15th, we have Max Homa.
Red light went on.
Red light crucial, bro.
So I don't know if you want Will and I to broadcast this series though, but we'll give it a good old try.
Yeah, I just need one more run. I'll be all right. Just one more run, bro.
I think that's over.
Hey, so you know, are you still broadcasting?
No. I'm not
broadcasting.
Done with that. I literally work for myself. I run a financial service firm, and we're literally doing something unique, man. We are catering to the masses by providing financial literacy and financial services to people whom, you know, they got bad credit. They're making just a little bit, but they're trying to figure out how to get ahead in life. They need the same information that the one percenters have. And that's what we're just trying to do. We're trying to provide them the education. Nobody's providing, you know, you hear the banks talk financial literacy and all that. Man, you walk in the bank, they ain't making literate about nothing.
Nothing.
They just want your money. They want you to stand in line and get your money back. And they want to loan your money out and make more on it than they give you.
That's it.
So let's educate people.
I need to come see you because I think my credit score is probably going to be the winning score of the U.S. Open over 4 days. Like I think.
Yeah, you got to fix that, man.
I need to come see you. Yeah.
Man, I've been trying to tell. But let me.
Nah, for real, it's a joke, but you got to fix that. Serious.
Well,
I'm serious, man.
Thank you. I told him the same thing the other week. I was like, hey, man, you got to.
Man, you crazy. Hey, I'm in the 800s, dog. I'm just messing with y'all. Go ahead.
Okay. Sure.
No. Let me tell you something about people in the 800s. Guess what us in the 800s know?
What's that?
Like, I'm 805. You 80 what?
I mean, I'm 801.
What?
I'm 801.
You're lying.
I'm telling you. That's my middle score. That's the crazy part. Don't get mad because I'm 4 behind you. Don't get mad at that.
Who cares who's behind them? I'm only worried about if somebody's ahead of me. I don't look back. What's wrong with you?
One of the best running backs in the world, so he didn't look back. I believe that.
Why? He had people in the
right, exactly. Duh. That's fitting.
Hey, hold on, but tell me how you got on. How did this become such a passion point for you, Marshall, like as it relates to financial literacy for us?
It starts with me. Usually, you know, where there's pain, there's progress. And man, I didn't know what I didn't know. And I found out that I wasn't at the level with my financial intelligence to take advantage of my money and my resources. And so I started to educate myself. That's literally it. And yeah. When you figure out what you know, and I'm like, hold on, wait, I'm in a better place than most people. There has to be more people out here that know less than me. And so I started to change the narrative and help people out, man.
Are you helping anybody, like fellow or younger kids who are playing NFL now, like in their financial literacy?
Yeah. That's the number one thing, man. Making sure you get to these kids and their, and not just them, but their families.
Family.
That's the one, because it's not the athlete, it's the family who do not understand. They don't get it. Like, hey, this kid, he's not rich yet.
Explain that for some of our kids out there. You get into the NFL, you get your first contract. What do you mean he's not rich yet, Marshall?
He's made good money, but he doesn't have wealth yet. And wealth is something that you accumulate over time, and you put the money in position for it to grow whether you do something or not. And a lot of people, it's like they see the signing bonus and they see the money that you got. They don't know how it's spread out over time. They see guaranteed money. Mm. They think the guarantee came today. That's guaranteed over time. And so understanding the goals and dreams of the athlete, and how, hey, mom, if you get a house, and brother, if you get a car, those are goals and dreams of the athlete, not yours. And when they decide to fit those goals and dreams in their schedule of when they want to get it for you, that's when you're going to get it.
I really never had that conversation, but like I can only imagine what that conversation when the athlete has to really talk to his parents or family members, like, hey,
you can't
do it. It's tough, isn't it?
That's why not even the agent don't want to lose his job. The agent offend the mom, the girlfriend, the brother. Guess what? Now he's on the outs in the family. Only one thing has to go wrong, and then the player is going to leave the agent. That's literally where someone like myself come in. I've been there, done that. I've had the experience. I don't care if the mom don't like me. It doesn't matter, because you're not paying me. I'm providing you a free service. We're just going to have these conversations. And I've done it, but here's I've done it wrong and I've done it right. All right. But here's the key element. I don't do it to insult the family. I make sure that they understand it's part of the education process for you, your son, and your family to learn how to accumulate wealth. Allow this man to stack some money and secure his future so then he can take care of your future.
Let me ask you this, though, Falk, because, like, one thing the Trent Richardson story is one of the stories that always, like, baffles me, right? He gets to the league. He has, like, 17 Netflix accounts. He's got the homies all in his money. Why does it feel like NFL players lose the money the fastest?
First, we have the most exposure. And I think about, I'm going to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the NFL did something that all other leagues do. The NFL used to only pay out throughout the NFL season, and now they pay out throughout the year. Your money is spread out over 12 months instead of just from September. So now you're not getting big chunks. They spread it out. They're doing a better job at deferring monies. And I'm going to say that we are now being exposed to having better people kind of step in and help us with the finances. That's probably it. Now, the number one thing is all our money ain't guaranteed. When you play baseball, you play basketball. When you sign that, if they cut you, you don't play anymore, it's guaranteed. For us, part of it's guaranteed.
So, Marshall, was there anybody like you admired coming up while you were in the league? Like, man, I really like how he manages money.
It wasn't a manage his money. It was having a conversation with Tom Jackson. You know, like I was like, I saw Tom. I liked where his career went after football. I wasn't worried about the money. I was more worried about, and this scared the crap out of me. I watched guys get out of the game and they were lost because their identity was football. And I wanted to make sure that I had an identity outside of football, even if it was in football, but talking about football. So I started to drive the narrative, and I made sure that when I was doing interviews, I was good at it. Like I gave people really solid answers and they were like, this guy's smart. And so that gave me the opportunity to work in television, and then I found my opportunity to work in the financial service industry because, you know, I love helping people, I love serving, and I have impact, I have reach, and I want to reach out to people and help them with the most important thing that they're ever going to do, which is their finances. It's going to decide what kind of life you live and how good you get to live that life.
All right, well, let's talk about, you know, let's go back a little bit, because you got into this damn crazy ass game that we played. It's a 4-letter cuss word. Drives me damn crazy. Sorry. I fall out of love with golf sometimes. Today's that day. Where did golf come from? How do you go from the league, then you playing on the course? And we played together back in the APGA, Chester Washington, 2011, right before I met that guy. Same weekend I met both y'all. But how do you get into the game of golf, Marsh?
So I literally showed up to Eric Dickerson's golf tournament in some jeans and a t-shirt. Like, I'm serious. I had never been on a golf course, man. I'm from the Desire Projects in New Orleans, Louisiana, man. I never been on no golf course. You know, we drive by Pontchartrain Park, see guys playing. They soft, man. I ain't playing no golf. I was on the driving range, and Tommy Armour III was there, like doing a little showcase, hitting balls for us, kind of showing off. And, you know, I was just like standing next to him on the range, and he said, "Bet you $100 you can't hit this golf ball."
Let me get that $100 real quick.
Got it for me. Could not hit the golf ball. And then from that day forward, that was my second year in the league. I started taking lessons, man. That was it.
Did you ever think about going? I mean, all right, Marsh, I will give you credit for 25 seconds. It's only 25 seconds. All right, Mark, you solid.
Give me 28 seconds.
28 seconds. Fitting number. Fitting number.
28 seconds. I love
fitting
that.
Fitting number. 20 seconds. You are solid. You strike the ball with some of the top players in the world. Did you ever think about taking this game further to another level?
I would never, and I'll tell you, I would love to just play some golf on the senior tour. Like, that would be cool. But the PGA Tour, I have too much respect for them guys, man.
Okay, senior tour. You're right around the corner from that.
Yeah, yes, yes. If I could do the senior tour, you know, play a couple of events, go out there and have some fun, have somewhere to go and compete at golf, that would be awesome. You know, if I could do that, get a couple of sponsors exemptions, that would be cool. But I never looked at the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour to me is like, me going out there to play is like a guy playing Arena League football, trying to come play pro without ever having pro experience in the NFL. I mean, that's hard. That would be hard.
I don't know if I'm with you on that comparison. I don't know if I'm with you. It's not, because you hit the ball. Your 28 seconds is up, by the way. Close. You hit the ball as good as guys on PGA Tour.
You do hit it well.
You do hit it well.
It's not when I hit it well. It's when I don't hit it well, it's not good enough for me to play. I don't worry about hitting it well. Who cares about when we hit it well? Guess what? It's like how low we're gonna go. It's when I'm not hitting it well. Can I still shoot like a subpar round or a round par? That's good golfers, man.
What's your handicap, Marshall? What's your handicap anyway, right?
Good enough to compete, but not too good to get beat.
That's one of them old Negro spiritual hustler comments.
Good enough to compete, but not good enough to get beat.
That's that Rogers Park, Chester Washington hustler in the back quarter.
There you go.
All you need is a cigarette hanging out your lip.
You got to understand your audience, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, Marshall. People step up to me all the time trying to handicap me.
Right.
Hey, I'm a 9. Yeah. Can I get my strokes? Let's play.
No, you can't get no damn. I hate that too. Like, don't ask me for strokes.
Yeah, that's the worst. Hey, Marsh, I want to talk about Snapdragon Stadium. You know, and I want to talk about your involvement in the new project, which is obviously something meaningful for the Aztecs. Please,
it's awesome, man. I'm excited. I came to San Diego State back in 1991, and you know, it was always about driving a legacy and building something here. And I used to always tell the guys in the locker room that went to the big schools, I was like, yeah, you can go to the school, let the school make you, or you can go make the school. Mm-hmm. And I love what we have, brand new multipurpose sports and entertainment stadium. It's going to change the dynamic of our school. It's not just going to, you know, it's not just for football, as I said, all types of entertainment. We're going to have the Women's Soccer League there. We're going to have Major League Rugby. We're going to have lacrosse there. And this stadium, it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to September the 3rd when we play the University of Arizona. They come on over here, and we're going to smack around another Pac-12 team. and sent them on and let them experience the dragging, you know?
Hey, just real quick, I got to add, what do you recall from, like, when you look back at all you've accomplished and all the things that you've done, what are you most proud of?
Oh, man, what am I most proud of? Obviously, raising some healthy kids. You know, the one thing I wanted to do was be there and be the parent that my parents weren't afforded to do because they work so much. That was like the number one thing. And outside of that, man, you know, being a part of some pretty cool teams, playing with some amazing guys, and being an impact person for people in my community, to see that you can do anything that you set your mind to do.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that response. But, you know, you talk about, you know, putting your mind to stuff. I need to understand, when you go out and play, who anybody got a bullseye around them that got you last time that you need to make sure you bust that ass coming up? Because I know...
It's got to be me.
Golfing-wise?
Yeah, because we always talk and everybody's always nice. Oh, I play with this person. I want to know who has a bullseye on them because they either got you or you owe my ass whooping. That's what I need to understand.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, man. I never play against a person. I've never done that in golf.
That's true.
Like I literally, and Will will tell you, I play against me. Like if he can hit the ball, he could be out of play on a par five. I'm if the number's right, I'm going for it in two. Like I'm not. I don't play. I just, like, I don't get any joy out of golf playing that way. Like, I'm playing to execute and to show myself that the work that I put in is going to pay off. I don't play people now. And I get my butt beat. I get my butt beat sometimes. And I kick butt. And it's all based on me versus me.
Hey, but that is true. Because, Doug, I have to admit, when you play with him, he goes in his tunnel vision. He goes quiet.
Oh, I know. I've seen him.
It's almost a little eerie, which is the sign of a, you know, extreme athlete.
But when he go into it, you don't even know if you should say, like, good shot. Like,
it's a little intimidating. I remember I did hit a good shot myself, and he looked at me. He looked at me and was like, man, that's all I get? I just put it 2 feet. You know, but he's focused on himself. I get that. I do admit that is true.
Listen, you should have been offended if I was surprised. Like, whoa. Like, I expect that from you. That's like, I expect that from you.
Yeah. What's the record with you and Snake now?
Who's Snake?
Listen. That's my homeboy for life, man. I got him into golf. And I used to whip up on him something terrible. And now we have really good matches. I'm talking right. like we go at it.
Yeah.
We just played what a couple of days ago, and he got me. He got me on the back nine. We played Rancho Santa Fe Country Club, and he was up. He was up one. I won the front nine. He was up one on the back nine, and he birdied 16 and 17.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, it's just,
I know he's yapping at the mouth too. I know he is.
You know what? He won't do that to me, but he knows it gets under my skin because I got him into golf. Like I taught him.
Yeah, I taught him
golf.
I gave you the club, bro.
Right? I gave you life.
I gave you life.
That's kind of like my Christian friends. I introduced them to Jesus. Now they know Jesus more than I do. I'm like, hold up, dog.
That's mine.
I gave you the Bible. What are you talking about? He was a hellion 2 years ago.
Amen. Clap for him. It's like, oh, nice. Hey, I call it distance travel. Like, yeah,
right.
Distance travel. You had a little bit more, little further to go than me, but you got there.
You got there.
Hey Marshall, you know, you said something very interesting right there. Is that you brought your friend Snake into the game, right? And now he's at a point where he's competing with you. Do you feel an obligation though to grow the game of golf from your seat?
I won't say grow the game of golf, but I just kind of explain to people the benefits of the game beyond just the thrill of chasing the ball.
To be on the fairway.
Our abilities to I've raised my kids in the game of golf, and watching them kind of use the rules of golf and how you have to call penalties on yourself and the things you got to do, it develops a good human being.
Absolutely,
it really does.
And that's an asset even to when it comes to your financial literacy portion, to tell them that golf, they tell them golf is somewhat culture capital. It's a means of upward social mobility. And that right there is huge.
Yeah. Everything. You know how hard it is when you tap that ball and you're like, and then you got to say, hey, man, hey, you made par? Nah, I made five. I hit the ball. You know how hard that is for you to do that. And when you do it, I don't know how you feel, but the relief that I feel about the person that I am,
yeah,
and the man that my parents raised, I'm like, oh, you're a good man, but you lost some damn money.
Hey, I did that one time. I somebody was like, Doug, you have four? I had five. And I was like, yeah. You know what's crazy? Is that guilt that I had.
Guilt, dog.
Like, the guilt that I had when I got to the score, because I was like, I get to the scores to, and they were looking at the numbers, and I was like, hey, no, man, no, that was a five, man. That's my bad.
Yeah.
It's like, this shit happened on, like, the second hole, and, like, for all them holes, 16 holes, I was just like, this is horrible.
I'm always good with it because I'm like, is he testing me? Mm. Like, does he know it was a five, and he's just asking me to see what I'm going to do? I'm like, is he testing me? I'm not going there.
See, that's Chitlin' circuit stuff.
I always assume, I mean, I might say like, I wasn't a five, it was a four and a half.
Right. Just rimmed out.
Exactly.
Can I get a four and a half for being honest instead of taking right. five?
Right, exactly.
Well, speaking of four, we let all of our guests go the same way, Marshall. We call it Rap Foursome right here on Beyond the Fairway presented by Genesis. Look, you're going to go play golf with four rappers, all right? Y'all playing a five ball, so it's you and four rappers, dead or alive, any era. They can play golf or not. I don't care. But I do need to know, Marshall Faulk, who you pulling up to the course with?
Oh, man, I'm going to go Pac. I'm going Lil Wayne.
Weez. Okay.
I gotta go Jay-Z.
Thank you.
And then my dog, he plays golf. I'm going Scarface.
That's two in a row.
Scarface is like climbing up the ranks here on Beyond the Fairway.
Yeah.
That's my dog, man.
He disappeared. That's right. He's in San Diego, right? He lives out there.
I thought he's in Texas. I
mean, he's in Texas, but he's out here a lot.
Oh, okay. Right.
Brad can hit the ball pretty good. Like he's
Yeah, you know you're tight when you say Brad. I'm like, who's that white guy, Brad? Who's that? Didn't know. Like, what we talking about Scarface, now you go to white boy Brad? Sorry.
Oh, man, I'm done. This is what I got to deal with only on Beyond the Fairway. Well, hey, Marsh, man, we appreciate you coming through, man, holding it down for us. We're going to come play. We're going to come see you get back in that tunnel vision. What's next, and how do the people get a hold of you?
Other than the stadium icon series coming up, that's it. I'm at Marshall Faulk on all social media handles. So hit me up, DM me. If you're in San Diego, you want to play some golf, I'll get you out.
He's talking to me. He was talking to us. Just people listening, he wasn't talking to all y'all. Yeah. The DMs. He was talking to Mayel, he might have been. I don't know. But Marshall Faulk, man, we appreciate you, cuz. Thank you, man.
All right. Right on, man. All right, big bro. I miss you, bro.
Right on. Y'all have a good one. Likewise. Stop running, boy.
I am not running. I'll be in a couple weeks. I'm going to see you.
Episode of Roots. You're not Kuti Kite.
Cut your foots. No, that's foots. You got to get your foots cut off.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Beyond the Fairway is presented by Genesis Motor America and the first ever GV70 dynamic design, exhilarating performance. Make the game your own. Marshall Faulk is. I tell you what, I think he was a little mad at us for not hitting him up early to get on the show. Man, I was a little surprised, but I was like, okay, at least you know we got you on here now, Faulk. My bad. That's on this guy. I didn't do it.
Hey, I mean, I'm still a little bitter for one time he beat me. So I took out my anger, my frustration on not calling him back. But It was good to talk to him again. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. You know, talking about, you know, someone, I can only imagine how he was on a turf, because what he said was absolutely true. When we go play golf, he does not think about anybody else. He goes into this tunnel vision, this zone, and it's almost kind of like intimidating. And as I was playing, even when I was playing with him, I was in the middle of me playing heavily as a professional. I'm like, damn, I wish I had that. And I don't know if I don't know if I had that. Like, he was very intense. But it was good to see that what Marsh was doing, you know, just kind of the education portion.
Yeah, the financial literacy, making sure people understand. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, and I think that's really beneficial for people in our community. And I'm just being candid, you know, just kind of understand how compound interest and everything works for us, and how we can maximize that and maximize our pockets.
Yeah, I don't mind figuring out other ways to make money. But speaking of making money, we got to talk about somebody that's making the game their own. All right, well, time now for the Make the Game Your Own segment. And, you know, I'm excited to do this, and I'm so thankful for Genesis for just allowing us the opportunity to talk about those individuals that are making the game their own. And Will, over the weekend, you played a significant role in the first event on the Underrated Golf Tour, Steph Curry's Underrated Golf Tour. Will, what are your reactions to how Steph and the team made the game their own?
Man, I am so proud of the staff and Steph Curry for putting this platform together for these kids. You know, when I was out there all week, you know, and watching these kids, you know, prepare. And speaking of tunnel vision, like we said with Marshall interview, these kids were focused and, you know, playing at an elite golf course at Cog Hill. I mean, it really speaks to the mission of what Underrated is about. You know, when you think about Underrated, the brand is to highlight and spotlight kids who are overlooked and underrated. And that speaks to pretty much volumes to what Steph Curry's journey was all about. You know, he was overlooked and three-star athlete. Couldn't get into all the top D1 colleges. He was, I don't want to say forced, but he went to Davidson. And we all know how that story panned out. And that speaks volumes to what Underrated, the brand and Underrated Golf Tour is doing. It's just providing a platform, removing all barriers so these kids can have a sustainable pathway to succeed in a sport that is known for having high barriers to entry.
Yeah, we'll talk about a little bit on what's the mix? It's 50-50 male to female ratio, correct?
Yeah, well, right now it is 30 boys, 30 girls in each event. They are playing from different tee boxes, but all boys are competing in the same tournament as well as all girls. But the difference maker is the yardage differential.
Yeah, the yardage. Okay.
So, you know, it's a unique, I guess, format. It's not really known out there. And we get mixed reviews, but however, everybody is pretty much appreciative of the competitive nature and the competition at the end. Because at the end, last week, when I tell you it was heart-wrenching and it was theatrical, it checked off every box. You know, shout out to Toa Offengawan, who is a relative of Tony Finau, and also Myla Robinson, who won the girls' division. And the whole goal, man, is just to give these kids a competitive, safe environment. And we are doing just that. We're doing that in our own unique, underrated way.
Well, I love that, Will, talking about the Underrated Golf Tour, the Junior Tour, hosted and put on and funded by Steph Curry. Now, Will, there's another event coming up here pretty quick. Where are we going? Where are you going next?
Man, I am flying out in 2 hours, flying out to your neck of the woods, your backyard, to Phoenix, Arizona, to Wickenburg Ranch. We will be out there in our second event of the five-part series, the season-long points race on the Underrated Golf Tour. And we are excited. And it's so funny, Gary Williams, longtime Morning Drive host, we are setting up the course. And we're going to make it a little tough for these kids, as if Cock Hill didn't, as if Cock Hill didn't kick their butts last week.
Well, big shouts out to Wickenburg Ranch, Troon Golf Management, who manages that facility, and the director of golf, Stephen Outlaw. there at Wickenburg Ranch. Looking forward to a great week, Will. And that's our time this week, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us always right here, Beyond the Fairway, presented by Genesis Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Where else would you rather be? Where else would you rather listen to golf than right here on Beyond the Fairway? Well, Will, I'm going to see you here in a couple days. I'm going to stop out there and see what's cracking, see how you've built this thing. And I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to a junior golf event in a while. I did go to the NCAA Championship Greyhawk, but premier golf for young people happens right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you, and we'll holla at y'all. Peace.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.